My name is Trish Ware, and I am obsessed with all things pregnancy and birth, and helping you to navigate both the practical and the magical seasons of this journey called motherhood. I'm an all-day coffee-sipping mama of seven and labor and delivery nurse who took her expertise in the labor room and turned it into an online one-stop shop for mamas looking for powerful education and support. I've had the amazing privilege of delivering many babies in my 15-plus year career as a labor and delivery nurse and as a mama of seven. I'm here to help you take the guesswork out of childbirth so you can make the choices that are right for you and your baby, and write the birth story of your dreams. So hit subscribe and let's replace your anxiety and fear with complete confidence. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not replace your medical advice. Check out our full disclaimer at the bottom of the show notes. Welcome, mamas, to another episode of The Birth Experience with Labor Nurse Mama. Today, I have a guest, and her name is Sterling, and I'm super excited about having her because she is so well-rounded. She is a postpartum doula, she's a labor doula, and she's a lactation specialist. So I'm going to let her just tell a little bit about what she does, and then, of course, we're going to talk about her birth experience.
Hey, everybody. My name is Sterling Gray Simmons. I am a certified breastfeeding specialist and a full spectrum doula. I have been doing this work officially since 2016, unofficially since 2011. Breastfeeding is really my passion, and I enjoy educating and providing support to new and expecting parents on what their breastfeeding journey should look like. And I focus on that from a community standpoint because I want your mother, your spouse, your friends to all be knowledgeable about breastfeeding so that they can support you as well and not be putting false information in your ear.
Oh, I love that so much. So, of course, because we are the birth experience with Labor Nurse Mama, I want to just hear about your birth experiences because 9 times out of 10, when I have someone who is in this realm, this world with me, usually their own experience led them to a passion of educating other women. So, can you tell us about your birth experience, your breastfeeding experience, and how that led you to this path?
Yes. So I became a mother for the first time at 21. My husband and I were both in college and we didn't know anything about breastfeeding. We didn't do any type of prenatal classes or anything like that. We were in a small college town in Alabama and the resources were limited, to say the most. We decided that we were going to breastfeed because we went to Walmart one day and realized that formula was really expensive. And that was just not something that we wanted to take on. So we were like, we'll just give this breastfeeding thing a shot. I was able to successfully breastfeed my first child for 12 months, despite knowing absolutely nothing about breastfeeding and having probably a Guinness World Record book oversupply because my hospital staff was uneducated on breastfeeding as well. They told me that I needed to pump immediately if I was going to breastfeed. So I ended up pumping about a gallon a day of breast milk.
A gallon?
A whole gallon. I had no freezer space. And I would be upset with my husband because he wanted to throw the milk away. It was insane. I used to have to wake up every morning at 2 o'clock in the morning and do laundry because I would be wet. The baby would be wet. He would be wet. The bed would be wet. Everything smelled like milk. We'd have to shower, get back in the bed. And I'd still have to get up and go to class in the morning at 9 o'clock. It was crazy. That is what led me to understand that even the hospital staff, even though they're nurses, they're not really always knowledgeable about breastfeeding. And I knew that if I was facing situations like that, there somebody else probably was facing something similar.
Wow. I'm literally like, when you're talking about waking up wet, and we're in the South, so we're well aware that there used to be women who were wet nurses. And I'm like, that literally gave me an entirely new perspective of the term wet nurse. Yes.
It was miserable.
I could have used you with Grayson because
I probably could have fed 6 children.
I'm just literally dying. It's a really good problem to have, Sterling, because when you have the opposite, which I did because I had breast surgery, I had a failure to thrive, low milk supply, had to supplement. I used an SNS supplemental system. But man, I wish I could have woken up with a gallon of milk every day. Darn.
It was miserable. I couldn't walk out the door with my whole front of my shirt would have to be lined with nursing pads because I would just be leaking. It was terrible.
Yeah. It's so funny how when you're in one situation and you think this is the worst ever, yep. And how I'm hearing you and thinking what an amazing situation, and you're like, no, it's not. You have to carry a suitcase of shirts with you.
Yes, and you walk around and you're just leaking all the time. And this was 2011, so this was before the advent of the wearable pump. I had a hand pump that was like the best thing in the world to empty my breast. It was... I could have used the little thing that they show you to work out your hands. I probably had the strongest hand muscles because I was always just using that manual pump.
Oh my goodness. There you have it. So that led you that. So what we're going to talk about today, you guys, is about the... So we wanted to narrow it down, and we may go off on some tangents because there's much when it comes to planning to breastfeed your baby. And I always tell my patients at bedside, like, this isn't, I'm dating myself, but there used to be a show on that was, I think it was called Birth Story
TLC.
It was on one of, yes, yeah, yeah.
I think everybody goes through a phase when they're pregnant and watches that.
Yeah. Yes. So I don't even watch TV much except for Netflix. So I don't even know if it's on. But I used to tell my patients all the time that they edit out the nurse crying, you crying, your partner crying, you sweating, your nurse not able to walk again because she's hunched over trying to help you. And one of the things you and I talked about prior to starting this is that you mentioned as well is that your labor nurses are trained to labor you, to deliver you, to react in emergency, to intervene when needed. If you take one of my classes, that's overdone. But your labor nurse does not have time to educate you on birth and laboring. She's there to assist you. This is why you have to take a birth class. And then she is going to help you to the extent of her skills. And a lot of times you have labor nurses who have never breastfed. But on the flip side, you have a labor nurse like me who has spent the majority of her adult life breastfeeding because I've had 6 babies that I've birthed. And so, at the same time, I am not trained on how to educate you to breastfeed. I can troubleshoot and I can do some different things. So Sterling and I were talking about, and we decided today we wanted to talk about the top tips, and we narrowed it down to 3. Like I said, you guys, if you listen to me often, we might go off on a tangent. However, we're going to talk about the top 3 tips if you're deciding that you're going to breastfeed. And the first thing that I want to say to all of you guys listening, because I hear this every time I do a birth plan, and I'm sure Sterling has heard this from her clients as well, is I think I'm going to breastfeed. And I want to nip that in the bud right now. If you want to breastfeed, listen to these tips, and we're going to help you set up a successful path. Number 1, Sterling, what is our first tip for mamas wanting to breastfeed?
Take a breastfeeding class. A lot of people think that breastfeeding is simply just putting their nipple in baby's mouth, and they're like, oh, I can do this. I don't have to take a class. That's a waste of money. But I tell my clients all the time that breastfeeding, yes, it's natural, but it's more so natural like learning to walk versus breathing. So yeah, it's a natural thing, but if you don't have any education on it, you've never seen anyone do it, you don't understand the ins and outs of it, you're probably not going to be successful with it. So you really want to make sure that you are taking the time to take that breastfeeding class, no matter if you think you need it or not. And it's especially important if you have tried to breastfeed previously and been unsuccessful with breastfeeding. You don't want to go in making the same mistakes and needing the same type of problems when you are unable to breastfeed.
Yeah, and I want to throw in there, you guys, is another reason to take a breastfeeding class, because you guys know that I'm all about knowledge. Knowledge is power, but you also have to be able to apply it, because it's really not powerful unless you're able. But I want you guys to also understand that you are going to face some of the weirdest adversity and comments and old wives' tales and advice from the people in your life when it comes to breastfeeding. And I see it at bedside as soon as mama's had her baby. You've got people giving you unsolicited advice, and grandma might be in, oh, just stick that nipple in that baby's mouth, that baby's hungry. Or your mom saying, I don't even understand why you can't do it, and things
or
that
I don't
are going
why
to
you're doing it at all, because she bottle fed all of her babies.
Yes, and it's going to come from all different ways. And I tell my girls that literally breastfeeding can be one of the most beautiful experiences or one of the most challenging experiences all at once. And so I think that's another reason to be educated, so that this isn't unusual. And when Grandma Sally is telling you all this crap that you know because you've been educated, you don't have to be like, shut up. You can just say, hey, I appreciate your advice, but I'm going to try it this way, and then go forward with what you've learned.
Yeah, I had a grandma tell one of my clients that the way she got all of her babies to latch on in the 50s was putting honey on her nipples to get the baby to latch. And I was like, babies under one are not even supposed to have honey. So let's not listen to grandma.
Yeah, you just don't know what you'll hear. When I have heard, as the labor nurse in that initial, like, I always say that labor and delivery is also like psych nursing, because you've got so many dynamics and so many personalities, heightened emotions. And I've heard some weird stuff too, for sure, some weird stuff. And I'm like, I hate to send this mom and this baby home, because she's going to hear more of this. So yes, education, number one, always the best thing. I tell my girls they need to take a class on pregnancy and birth. They need to take a postpartum class, and they need to take a breastfeeding class. This is so important. Of course, labor nurse mama has the first two, and Sterling has a breastfeeding class that I will link to in the show notes, that you guys have her information. Okay, so number one, education. Number two,
find your community. So you really want to make sure that you are talking to people who have had positive breastfeeding experiences. You do not want to talk to the lady down the street who's breastfed her baby for one day and her nipple, quote unquote, fell off. You don't want to talk to her. You know, she's probably not going to be the best person to talk to. You want to talk to people who have met their goals with breastfeeding. If they have surpassed their goals, how did you do this? How did you navigate cluster feeding? How did you navigate breastfeeding with teeth? Whatever concerns you have, you want to talk to people who are able to guide you through those. You want to make sure that's either in person or that's in social media. But going into the third thing, you really want to make sure that you're working with a lactation professional as well, because some of the people in the mom groups or whatever space you're looking at, they may not have the best advice either, because they're just telling you what worked for them and not necessarily what a professional would tell you.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, I'm sure you're aware that we have just recently opened up our student community as a pregnancy, postpartum, mama community. Of course, our students who are students of our classes have a few extra benefits like our labor bat signal, which is a private DM with me and my team doula until 6 weeks postpartum. And I will tell you that there's two top subjects in the labor bat signal and in the community postpartum wise that we deal with. One is mental health and these unexpected feelings or lack thereof. And the other is the breastfeeding issues. And so I 100% obviously agree with community, which is why we have dedicated a lot of our resources into building this membership platform for pregnancy and postpartum, and which you're coming in to teach a training to my girls, which we're super excited about. We offer free workshops. We overkilled it for November and December. We counted and we had 20 something, which was too much, and my team is exhausted. However, we have 2 to 4 workshops a month, whether it's me or other experts teaching it, because community, this is something, and if you listen to my podcast, you probably know this, but Sterling and I are just meeting for the first time. As a new mom, when I had my older children, and they're older, so I'm older, I moved away from my community, from my family. And this is before the internet, really. And I moved from Florida to a small town in Tennessee. And I was this city girl, walked in with my docs and like not fitting in anywhere and in this small southern town. And I remember I went to story hour because I had to get out of the house. And we had one car at the time, right? And so I walked to the library, kids in tow, get there. I had a brand new baby, 2 little boys, older boys. We get to story hour and everyone there, all these mamas at the time, I remember a lot of them have 4 to 6 kids. And I was like, what is wrong with these people? Now I have 7. But those women literally put their arms around me and pulled me in. And the advice wasn't always, like you said, may not have been exactly the right advice, but they pulled me into their arms. They took my hand and they said, it's gonna be okay. What you're feeling is right, normal. What you're feeling can be worked through. And your journey as a mom is going to evolve. What you're feeling now, you may not feel in a couple months. And so that's why community is so important to me, because life is so much faster now. There is no time. Sometimes some moms own my own business, so I don't have time to go to story hour. I don't have time for those things. I have to make time. I have to fit it in. And so I am super passionate about in-person community, but also virtual community, which is why we offer we call it our Calm Mama Society, although most of us are not super calm. We want to be. But we offer this community for that exact reason, because as a new mama, as a pregnant mama, you need another mom who's farther along in the journey, yeah, to turn around, to put her hand back, grab your hand, and say, it's okay. And yeah, and I love that that's one of your top points, because we need each other. And like our thing inside of Calm Mama Society is there's no mom shaming. So for those of you guys who are listening who aren't planning to breastfeed, girl, you do you. You know what you can handle. Breastfeeding is a huge commitment. And I've had a couple mamas lately who have said, I can't do it. It's too much. I'm not being the best version of me for my baby. So when you have a student or you have a client as a doula who makes that decision, like, I just can't do it, how do you walk them through that?
Yeah, I'm here to support you for whatever is best for you. I'm not going to put my beliefs or anything like that onto you. I have had clients who go into it and they're saying that they want to breastfeed until their baby stops breastfeeding and they only make it 6 months. But I'm going to tell them, don't put that only in front of that 6 months. You breastfed your baby for 6 months. Some breast milk is better than no breast milk. So whether you breastfed for 6 months, 6 years, 6 hours, 6 minutes, I'm here to celebrate you wherever you are. And then when whatever support you need surrounding that, whether it's what it feels like emotionally when it's time to wean your baby, I'm there. I tell my clients, I'm here from the first latch to the last. And whenever that last latch is, I want to make sure that you feel supported and you understand what's going on.
I love that so much. I just, like I said, we might go off on tangents. Okay. Have you ever seen, I guess like it's a meme or something. It's so funny that like I have such a large presence on social media, but I am not a social media consumer at all. But have you ever seen the one that says you never know the last, like when the last, like the last time you breastfed your baby, mm-hmm. know it was going to be the last. And it gets me every time. Like when you said that, like all I could think about it. But funny enough, the last time I breastfed Grayson was during Hurricane Irma. So I will never forget it.
And it's funny.
I will admit.
My youngest one, I had planned on weaning him because he was two. And my youngest two are only 22 months apart. So I was exhausted from pregnant, breastfeeding. I was like, this is like 4 years worth of work right here. I am tired. And I was planning on weaning him. And I was telling my husband, like, hey, I'm going to stop sleeping in the bed. Like, you're going to have to deal with night times with him and all that type of stuff. And then I got a call to do a photo shoot. And they were like, hey, we want to highlight you as a breastfeeding mama. And I was like, great. Now I have to keep breastfeeding. So when I told my husband, he was like, are you going to do it? Because you're telling me you're weaning him. Are you going to do it? And I ended up doing it and the pictures came out great. And I breastfed him and I was like, Chase, this is the last time. Like, mommy really.
And we're documenting really needs it.
This is the last time we're going to breastfeed. Mommy is done. And nobody thought that I was really serious. They were like, oh, Chase is going to be breastfeeding until he's 5 years old. That was really the last time when we did our photo shoot. So I was glad I got to document.
Nice. So we both went out with a bang.
Yes. I was done. I was tired.
Yeah. Admittedly, I was that person when I had my older kids that were like, oh my God, she is breastfeeding a toddler. That is disgusting. I can't believe it. He was three. And do you want to hear the worst part about it? Is that my daughter-in-law was about to have my grandson and I was still breastfeeding. It's okay. I'm a grandma and I'm breastfeeding and my grandson is coming. Yeah, I think that's a little weird now. But I will just say this because I feel like I should. When I breastfed him the last probably year, it was literally a nibble for bedtime because he didn't really. Yeah, it was just comfort. Anywho, I became that mom that I judged so harshly. Sorry, other moms, because you breastfeed your child as long as you want. I don't care. And this kid is brilliant. He's emotionally stable. So maybe there's something behind it. Anyway, so we touched the third point, which was finding a consultant. And that's one of the things that I have a postpartum class as well. I usually almost always throw it in for a freebie with the full birth course because I want them to know that postpartum lasts for so long and you need to be ready. So important. And however, one of the things that I teach my girls is we have a list of resources created ahead of time, including mental health, lactation consultant, someone who can help you come over and just do practical stuff. Yeah, someone who can come over and you can just bitch and cry to, because sometimes you just need to get it out, vomit it out and get it out. So when you say the find a consultant or whatever, explain like how that looks for some of these moms.
Yeah, so I've had clients who go into it thinking, like I said, that they weren't going to need anybody. They thought that this was just going to be a walk in the park and this was just going to be something so beautiful, and this was going to be like the Instagram worthy moment. And then they have this baby and they're looking, oh my gosh, what did I do? I need help. And then they end up on Google at 2 o'clock in the morning searching for people that provide services, and they don't know anything about these people. They don't know how they teach or how they approach things. And then they end up coming to me and they're saying, hey, Sterling, I found this other lady on Google and I went with her first, but I didn't really care for her her style, or I didn't really agree with the way she taught things, or it just didn't click for me. So then I tell them, then I end up coming to you. So do that research beforehand. I tell my clients, we spend so much time while we're pregnant picking out names, planning the nursery, Googling strollers and car seats and all that type of stuff. All that's cute, but it's really not practical. You need to plan your postpartum. So just like you were saying, you can do a meal train, have people that are going to help you make sure that you have food to eat, because you don't need to be up moving around in the kitchen before and you just had this baby. You can also get people, like you said, to do laundry or come over and just talk to you. Everybody wants to hold the baby, but somebody has to hold the mama. And we need those people to come in and help us. So if you have that built out and you already have that lactation professional that you know their style of teaching, you know their availability. Hey, on this day, she can come and do this. And I know how she approaches things. It's a level of comfortability. And that way you don't necessarily have to be going through 3 and 4, 5 different providers while you're having an active issue. You can do a little bit of that planning and a little bit of that research before your baby arrives.
I love that so much. There's so much in what you just said that's so valuable. And I love what you said about doing some research, because obviously I have a birth class. I'm in a space where there's a lot of options for birth classes. And part of why I do something called the Fearless Birth Experience, which is 5 days. It's free. They have an option to upgrade to a VIP option, which I think they should all do, because they really get a taste of me and my weird personality. And also Taylor, my team doula, they get to hang out with my students. And we do so inside of our private community, inside of our membership, we meet on Mondays with our VBAC mamas, on Wednesdays with all pregnant mamas, and on Thursdays with our postpartum mamas via Zoom. We call it our happy hour, although most of the time it's like bitchy, cryy, complainy, let's walk through this hour. Yeah, yeah. Why it's the happy hour, I don't know. But one of the things that I literally got off on a tangent. Oh, yes. Okay. So one of the reasons I do the Fearless Birth Experience is because if they join my birth classes, if they join my community, I want them to know what they're getting, because I'm me and I'm real. And this is how you're going to get me. I'm very blunt. I might say things I probably shouldn't say sometimes, and I will apologize to my girls if I had to. However, they're going to be listening to me so much that my girls will tell you in the postpartum happy hour that their babies know my voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
because
important.
They hear it so much. Yes.
Really,
so can you deal with me?
You mesh well with yeah. the person you're going to be
yes.
connecting with. Everybody isn't for everybody. And I tell people
exactly.
that all the time. So whereas somebody may say, hey, I don't really that she posts her clients on social media. I'm more of a private person. Maybe I'm not the lactation mm-hmm. professional for you. Maybe you need to go find somebody
yeah.
else. And that's not to say that I don't respect my clients' wishes, because I do. If they tell me that, hey, I don't want to be on social media, of course I'm not going to post you. But, you know,
yeah,
some people are just like, oh yeah, girl, film, let people know, let them know what's going on. And I'm like, okay, this person really meshes with me. They understand that I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm a free-flowing individual. So some people may want more structure or something like that from their provider.
Yeah.
And like I said, I may not be the lactation professional for you. So again, this
right.
is why it's important to do your research, because you can find all that out before mm-hmm. you spend time working with somebody and then you're just like,
yeah.
I don't really like their approach.
Yeah, and I agree so much, because like in the birth world, in the birth space, there are other people who have classes. Like I am probably, like there's a couple of us that are a little older who have a lot more years under our belt, and we're not in that season of having babies. We're done with that. But there are some birth educators who are in the season, who are still having babies, and that might be what those moms need. And then some of them want someone like me, who's more like a mama and very blunt, and I'm going to tell you how it is, because that's who I am. And so I love that. that women nowadays have so much choice. And the thing is, whether you take a birth class with me or you take a breastfeeding class with Sterling, the point is you have to take these classes. You cannot wing it. There is no power in winging it. There's no power in having unrealistic expectations and thinking that you're going to be like that mama on the birth story who has her hair and nails done, no sweat, and the nurse just hands the baby, she puts the baby on her breast, and it goes beautifully with a beautiful song in the background. No, that is not how it's going to go. Do not go in with unrealistic expectations. Go in with tools. So important. And today, we've said our tools are a class, a community, and resources prepared ahead of time. And I think that's so powerful. So we've touched on a lot, and I've loved it. And I really feel like I'm so happy to have met you. I feel like we're very much in alignment. So I do have one more question for you. Because one of the things, so I definitely know that one of the gifts that I feel like God has given to me is nurturing and mentoring women. And one of the things that I've seen over my years of doing that is that most women are like, if I said, tell me a good thing about your children, you'd be like, tell me them all. But what I want to know is I want you to tell me a good thing about Sterling. So I always like to ask, what is Sterling's superpower?
Okay. Sterling's superpower is making you feel confident in your abilities to do what you are looking for, whether that is breastfeeding for 6 weeks or 6 years. I have been told plenty of times that I am a superhero just because I come into situations where I actually just had a client Friday who told me, this is my third baby. I have never successfully breastfed any of them. And I heard you speak at an event and I just really knew that I was going to need your help. And I'm struggling. Her baby wasn't even 48 hours old. And she was somebody who really could have benefited from a breastfeeding class because she was not aware that her baby only needed a teaspoon of milk at birth. She was thinking that she was supposed to have this robust supply. So I was able to calm her and educate her and let her know, hey, your baby only needs this much. Your baby gradually is going to work up to this many ounces, but it's no rush. You're making the perfect amount. And just to see the smile and the level of peace on her face when I left versus where she was when I got there, she sent me a picture Sunday, where she's, oh my gosh, look at this milk. I never thought I would be here. And I was just beaming ear to ear. I was so excited for her because I knew that I had positively affected her breastfeeding journey and essentially changed her life and her baby's life because she had a set that was her last go round and she really wanted to succeed. So I gave her the tools and the support to be successful on her breastfeeding journey.
Oh, I love that so much. That's amazing. So thank you so much for coming today. I really loved this and I loved that we're in such alignment when it comes because those three top tips are exactly what I say about pregnancy and postpartum as well. So I think it just is so in alignment. Thank you again. I loved this recording of the Birth Experience with Labor Nurse Mama, where Sterling and I broke down three important tips that you need to take prior to beginning your breastfeeding journey. As always, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you next Friday. Bye for now.